Ireland has seen invaders come and go. The Vikings, the Normans and the English in particular have all left their mark. Despite this, or maybe because of this, the Irish are very proud of their ancient Celtic roots. But Ireland is also a country that has seen its own people leave in huge numbers. The Irish have settled in countries all around the world and are known for their enthusiastic and colourful celebration of St. Patrick's Day. But if the Emerald Isle means so much to them, why have so many Irish people left the country? Part of the answer is to be found in seven terrible years from 1845 to 1852. This period is known as the Great Famine or Great Hunger, and it changed Irish history and marked the beginning of mass emigration. At that time, most of the land was owned by a small number of people who were English or Anglo-Irish. Poor people farmed potatoes, and they depended on these for food. But in the middle of the 19th century, the potato crops were hit by disease several years in a row. As a result, people starved or fell ill, and about 1 million people died. Another million, those with a little money and good luck, found a way to emigrate to seek a better life elsewhere. Did you know that in 1851, about 25% of the population of Liverpool was Irish? The same was also true of New York City and other places in the USA. They didn't suddenly emigrate all at once, however. Very often it was the younger members of the family who were sent first. Young women too, not just young men. They worked hard in their new country and sent money home so that another member of the family could emigrate. Everywhere they went, the Irish started their own churches, clubs and businesses, and celebrated their own culture. The Irish community still plays a significant role in American life today. Modern Ireland is also a country people move to, however. A number of American companies, such as Google, Apple and Dell, have opened offices in Ireland and offer jobs to the country's young, well-educated workforce. Many Irish people who had gone abroad for work came back between 1995 and 2000, a period known as the Celtic Tiger. In addition, the Republic attracted people from countries such as Poland, Latvia, Hungary, Germany, Nigeria and many others. In fact, 1 in 9 people in the 6 counties of Ireland was born abroad, and there are now about 200 nationalities represented across the country. The population has risen again and now stands at about 5 million. Maybe you will find work here one day.